Amen.
Okay, so we've been kind of going over this message, and I've been taking little portions of it as I feel led. And this morning, I'm going to take a portion, that portion that talked about fresh glory. I'm going to take that portion and just talk about that a little bit this morning. And I won't keep you long. I'll close on time. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Let's read from Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, and let's read that just a few verses there about the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, let's read from verse 28. Luke chapter 9 from verse 28. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. Jesus believed in prayer. And as he prayed, it was as he prayed. Not just talking about prayer, but as he actually prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory. I'm going to talk a little bit about this glory this morning. Who appeared in glory and spoke of his disease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they awoke, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. When they woke up, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. I call that the fresh glory of God. The fresh glory of God. I'm going to read a few notes here from that message. And then I'm going to give you a few more pointers here this morning. God wants to do some things to you. God wants to say some things to you that nobody else will hear. God wants to say some things to you regarding your destiny, regarding your future, regarding your glory that nobody else will hear. That's why you are set up for divine appointment. Everybody will not hear it, but you will hear it. Amen. Something. There's something. There's something. Oh, I love that line in that preach message. It's transcribed. It's online if you want it. We've been talking about this for a few weeks. There's something. There's something. Oh, when I read that, I read it over and over again, and I couldn't help myself. I kept saying, there's something. There's something. There's something for you. I said, there's something for you. I don't want to rile you up. I'm not trying to pump you up, but there's something for you. There's something for you, and it is glory. It is glory. There is something for you, and it is glory. There is something for you, and it is glory. He said, and when you come out of it, you will be oozing with glory. This is your season of fresh glory. The glory of this season will be far greater than any glory you have ever known in your life. Let me read this again. The glory of this season will be far greater than any glory you have ever known in your life. Some people say, well, I've seen some glory. I've experienced some glory. The Lord said, the glory of this season that you are about to experience will be far greater than any glory you have ever known in your life. Then he asks, do you know what glory means? It means heavy. Heavy with what? Heavy with the presence of God. Heavy with what? Heavy with the possessions of God. It's online, no, you should get it. Print it out. Heavy, heavy with what? Oh, hallelujah. I really love that song. He said it. I believe it. He said it. It is done. It is done. There's no argument. There's no question. What did he say? The glory of this season will be far greater than any glory you have ever known in your life. Do you know what glory means? It means heavy. Heavy. Heavy with what? Heavy with the presence of God. Heavy with what? Heavy with the possessions of God. Heavy with what? Heavy with the endorsement of God. Heavy with what? Heavy with the approval of God. Listen. Amen. Heavy with what? Heavy with the wealth of God. Amen. Heavy with what? Watch this. Heavy with the manifestation miracle power of God. Every time you hear the word glory, it means you are heavy with something from God. Somebody say, I'm heavy with something from God. Say, I'm heavy with something from God. I don't know now, I don't know what you need, and I don't know what he said to you, and I don't know what you believe for, but right now I want you to prophesy over yourself. Say, I am heavy with the glory of God. I'm heavy with something from God that he told me about, that he spoke to me about. It is manifesting now. Now, and the glory of this season will be far greater than any glory I have ever known in my life. If you believe it, shout yes. Yes. Then he goes on and he says, I pray for you as I begin to wrap this service. I'm not wrapping the service yet, so don't get happy. But I'm just reading to you from my notes. I pray for you as I begin to wrap this service, that this truly will be a season of divine glory. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. It will be a season of fresh glory in your life. That the glory of your latter house will surpass the former. The glory of your latter house, he repeats it, the glory of your latter house will surpass the former. That's what this is for. That's what this is for. And that's all we're saying in this service. Fresh glory for you. Fresh glory. Fresh glory. Fresh glory. Now, in addition to some of those prophetic utterances that the Lord gave to us right there, there are a few more words that he spoke, which were scribbled all over the place in my Bible that I've got to read to you this morning. Regarding this fresh glory. I think what we should do first though is let's go and read from Job chapter 29. Job chapter 29. We're going to read a few verses there. Job chapter 29. We're going to read from verse 1 to 8. And then we'll read from verse 19 to 25. Let's just read that together from 1 to 8. Job 29. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. All of this is describing that glory. Glory. The glory he experienced. See, in the days of his youth, he's talking about the glory he experienced. But God is talking to you and to me about fresh glory. So this fresh glory, the only relationship and the only connection it has to the glory that we have experienced in our past is that it is also glory, like it is the manifestation of the power of God in our lives. But it will be greater. Amen. This glory of this latter house, Amen. The glory that the Lord will manifest in your life, in my life, in our lives, will be far greater than anything you have ever experienced. Amen. It will be fresh glory, not stale, not stale, not old. Glory, fresh. He said, when the Almighty, verse 5, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me. Verse 6, when I washed my steps with water, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. When I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, he was so renowned. The young men saw me and they hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained talking and laid their hand on their mouth. I mean, let's keep reading this. I mean, it's just too good to stop. The nobles held their peace and all their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me. When the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. That's glory. Because I delivered the poor that cried. Oh, that touched me so much. Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help. Many of you don't realize a lot of what we do here has a lot of spiritual significance. I'm telling you, when you take on the garment of intercession and you begin to pray for the poor, you begin to pray for the fatherless, you begin to pray for the orphans, you begin to pray for those that are under affliction, those that are oppressed, and you pray like those were your children. Oh my God. This morning, some young woman came into my mind, and I know this young woman has been distressed for so many years, has children, she can't even see those children. She's been distressed in her mind, distressed, and suddenly I saw her name, and suddenly a burden came upon me. I just stopped everything and started praying for this woman. And started praying, started agonizing in my office. I'm supposed to be preparing for the service. I couldn't read anymore. I couldn't study anymore. I couldn't. Just this superlative burden came upon me. It's almost like the Holy Spirit brought this person to me and said, I need someone right now to stand in the gap for this, so the enemy does not destroy her life. I tell you, you don't realize, but every time we take our place like that, we pray in every service now, we pray here. When you pray, you agonize and you stand in the gap and you pray for all these people. They are far away in Ukraine. They are far away wherever, all these other places in the world. These people, it has no immediate effect on you. But when you take on that garment as though you were the one going through what they are going through, it's glory. Yes. Glory is coming to you. Glory is coming to you. Amen. He said, because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. Jesus. This is what the Christian faith is. Yes. Christian faith is not God bless me, God bless me, God bless me. There's nothing wrong with asking the Lord to bless you. He will bless you. Yes. Trust me, he will bless you. Yes. But there is a way to that blessing, yes, that the world does not know. Yes. You are learning about that this morning. Yes. There is a way to the glory of God that the world does not know. Because everybody in the world, They are about me. God, do for me. Go, give me. And after he gives more. It's not enough. And even in the church, you see the greatest prayers we pray. God bless me. God touch me. Kill my enemies. Destroy them. Right? These are the most powerful prayers we pray. There are even books that are written now with these prayers. Like the kind of worms we want to eat our enemy. Strike them with thunder from heaven. No, seriously. But I'm telling you, oh Jesus. I was telling Pastor Tino, I sat in a plane, on a plane flight recently, and next to me was somebody from the LGBTQ community. And he's also into magic, where he was an Ebon, but now he's become a she. And he's also into magic, and, you know, I usually just mind my business on many of those things. I don't, unless the Lord really impresses on me to say something or to do something, whatever. But he really wanted to talk. He just kept hassling me. I want to sleep because been up for a long time, but he just kept talking. He'd ask me, do you know this? Well, what have you did? Finally, he gave me a break. I thought I would sleep, but then I couldn't sleep. My heart just kept something. It was like I needed to say something to this person. And so, thankfully, he brought out this big book, big black magical book, and started reading it. So I thought that was a door opener. So I said to him, what is in that book? What's my time? What's in that book you're in? You know, started going over this, whatever. I said, you believe in that? You believe in magic? He said, yeah. Yeah, I do. I said, do you believe in the Bible? He said, no. He does not believe in the Bible. He believes there is a God, and he believes everything in the world. I got to go on here because I want to talk about fresh glory, but I got to say this to you. This person just, now he said, this world should be about love. He quoted, he said, the Bible says, I believe some part of it, I don't believe many parts of it. The part of it that I believe, the Bible says you should love your neighbor as yourself. That most people we know who talk about that Bible, they don't practice that. So most people condemn him to hell. They tell him when he dies, he's going to hell. And they keep talking about they are going to heaven because they do good works. I said, I don't believe that. I said, I'm not condemning you to hell. I said, heaven is far away. Heaven is way, 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 way ahead in our future. I said, but this God of the Bible that I believe in is talking primarily about your today. Not 100 years away from now. It's from right now. He said, so you believe the Bible? I said, yes, I do. He said, have you heard about, what did they call this theory? The telephone theory or something. He says, have you heard, if there are 20 people in front of a telephone booth, you guys know this, I've never really heard it, I've heard the principle, but if there are 20 people in front of the telephone booth and somebody, the first person hears something on the telephone and tells this next person and tells the next person and tells, he said, by the time they get to the 20th person, do you know that the thing the first person heard will be totally different from because it loses quality and accuracy as it goes? I said, that's true. He said, so then why do you believe? I said, I believe the God of the Bible because I experienced him. Yes. I said, I believe the God of the Bible because I experienced him. And suddenly he had no argument. Mm-hmm. Suddenly he had no other argument. He said, you experienced? I said, yes. I experienced the God of the Bible. I said, he changed my life. See, we took that conversation off. We took it away from talking about heaven and hell. To talking about right now, right here. What this God wants to do in our lives. I said to him, look, I'm kind to you. I want the best for you. I don't want you to die and go to hell. He said, yeah, most people who talk to him about the Bible, they don't say that. I said, that's what I'm saying to you right now. And we've somehow or the other, the Lord helped. I ended up, praise God, I think I was just supposed to minister to him that way. Whatever, praise God, left it off. As we approach landing, we hit turbulence. And he started trembling. His hands were going like that. I said, are you making that happen consciously? Are you doing that? Because you know, you already told me he does magic. He said, no. He said, this is the most difficult part of flying for him. He's nervous. He has a good way of concealing his nervous. He says he's nervous right now. So what I'm saying is he's just not. He says, but look, when I touch the chair in front of me, my hand stabilizes. He says, but I'm nervous. And I could see suddenly everything in his countenance changed. And as we hit further turbulence and we were getting ready to land, I could see how petrified he was. I said to him, why don't you rest your head on your headrest? Just put your head on your headrest. I said, it will calm you down. No. Before I said that, I said, so when he said he could hold on to the chair and it kind of calmed him down, I said, you know, I don't need to hold on to a chair. There's a God that holds me. I don't need that. I don't need to be propped up. There's a God that's holding me right here, right now. I say, you see how calm I am? We're all going through this turbulence. I say, you see how calm I am? I said, why don't you put your head, just rest your head on that headrest? He said, you think that might help? I said, yeah, try it. He leaned back and put his head on the headrest. I said, how does that feel? He said, it feels good. I said, you see that? And he was just like that until we landed. Amen. And he was calm. Amen. And of course, later on, when Pastor Tino and I, he introduced me to the person who came to get him from the airport and talked, you know, we met when we were getting our luggage and everything. And we became good friends. Yes. Friends for a day, yes. For a couple of whatever, a few minutes. But you know what? He heard the message. Yes. He heard the message. Yes. And the message that he heard is that God is a good God. Yes. It's not God is sending you to hell. It's not because you are a liar, because you are magic, because you are LGBTQ. No. That's not the gospel. No. We've gotten it wrong. Yes. The world needs the gospel. Your co-workers need it. They don't need you throwing it at them every day. They don't need you, dude, but they need you whenever the opportunity opens up. And you are smart enough to know when the Lord creates opportunities. And it doesn't mean right there and then they would agree with you. But you know what the seed was sown? Did you hear during the offering message? You sow the seed, but harvest is coming. All those things they hear, that God puts people on their path to say to them, at some point, one day, they'll be sleeping in the night and they'll wake up and remember it. They'll remember the name Jesus. They remember the man on the plane who told them God doesn't hate them. God doesn't want to send them to hell. Who told them how to be calm. Now, I guarantee you, when he goes back on his plane ride, because he's flying back, he's visiting Cleveland for, I think he said, 3 weeks or what. When he flies back, I guarantee he's going back on that plane and there's going to be another turbulence. And he will remember, one man told me, put my head on the headrest. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Guess what? Guess what? And it will calm him down. And when he gets off that plane, you say, God is good. Thank you. God is good all the time. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Glory be to God. I just thought I should say that to you. I just, when you, we are sent to make the, to make people's lives good. We're not sent to condemn the world. You remember what Jesus said? He said, God did not send his son to condemn. Why are we so focused on condemning the world? Why do we feel so good to condemn the world? He didn't say God didn't send his son to condemn the world, but that the world through him. What's that scripture? John chapter 3 something, isn't it? That the world through him. For God did not, thank you. God sent, verse 17. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Come on. Let's stop talking about, well, this is judgment day. It's not yet. Even the thief on the cross had a chance. He had lived his entire life and he's about to die. On the cross, Jesus said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. Today, the man had not done anything good. Today, he said, you, God did not send his son. Go back here, I gotta close, 10 minutes. Hallelujah. He said, the blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me. I love that. And I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I made the widow's life better. Oh, shabba. I made the widow's life better. I made the orphan's life better. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. I made the poor person's life better. Hallelujah. I made the widow's heart to sing. To sing. To sing for joy. I put on righteousness and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind and feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor and the cause which I knew not, I searched out and I broke the laws. Let's jump. I gotta go down. Go verse 19. My root was spread out by the waters and the dew lay all night upon my branch. My glory was fresh in me. And my bow was renewed in my hand. Unto me men gave ear and waited and kept silence at my counsel. After my words they spoke not again and my speech dropped upon them. They waited for me as for the rain and they opened their mouth as wide for the latter rain. They waited for me because they know when I show up, refreshing shows up. When I show up, glory shows up. When I show up, encouragement shows up. When I show up, joy shows up. When I show up, life shows up. Fresh glory. Fresh glory. And I laughed on them. They believed not. In the light of my countenance, they cast not down. I chose out their way and sat chief and dwelt as a king in the army, as one that comforted the mourners. Listen to this note. I got to close this. Listen to this note. Take it down. Receive it by faith. Take it. Take it. There's fresh glory for you. I don't care where you are. There's fresh glory for you. The best days of your past are coming back with better and greater glory. The best days of your past are coming back with better and greater glory. Fresh glory. The glory of God upon your life will not be, listen to this, the glory of God upon your life will not be a tale from your past. But a greater reality in your future. Listen to that. The glory of God upon your life will not be a tale from your past. But a greater reality in your future. How much people talk all the time about, oh, the good old days. The good old days. It will no longer be the good old days for you. It will be the greater days in your future. The greater days in your future. Because the glory of your latter house will be far greater. Shout yes if you believe it. Yes. Listen to the last one. The glory of God that will be manifest upon your life will be fresh. It will not be stale. The glory of God that will be manifest upon your life, it will be fresh. It will not be stale. You will not arise and people say, yeah, I know God used to bless them 10 years ago, 5 years ago. They enjoyed miracles 10 years, 15 years ago. But today, things are just so-so. You will not have so-so life. I say you will not have so-so life. You will enjoy miracle after miracle after miracle. This will be your year of divine everything. In the name of Jesus. Divine, 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 divine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I'm saying divine, I'm remembering the story little Maria shared with me. I'm not going to tell though. But it blessed me a lot. Something happened and usually she would have lost her, whatever she would have. But she found herself saying, divine. Divine. And it stayed with me. If you get in your car and you try to start it and it doesn't start in the morning, don't lose your peace. Don't tear your hair out. Just say, divine. If you get a letter from the doctor that doesn't say what you were hoping for, don't get mad at the doctor. Don't write, don't start, no, just say, divine. If you get something from the bank and they tell you, you don't have what you were looking for, but don't say, oh, God has forgotten. No, just say, divine, divine. This will be your year of divine everything. This will be your year of divine everything. God will show up and he will show out. He will show up and he will show out. He will show up and he will show out. Shout yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Rise to your feet. Let's close. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you glory. Do you have your 2022 confession? Pull it out. If you don't have it, just look on the screen. If you are home, you don't have it, look on the screen. Let's close out with 2022 confession. Hallelujah. Woohoo! My. There's something. Or our robots used to say, something good is about to happen to you. Something good is about to happen. I believe it! Something good is about to happen to you. Something wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice today. Something good is about to happen to you.
Hallelujah. Shh.
Let's close out. Let's go. 2, 3, go. 2022 is my year of divine everything. Divine approval. Divine appointments. Divine realities. Divine manifestations. Divine interventions. Divine interruptions. And divine orchestrations. This is my year for the overflow and overdrive of the divine workings of God. He's showing up and showing out everywhere, every day, every way, and in everything that concerns my life. My Lord and my God, how great thou art. I am that I am. I give you praise. God is showing up and showing out for me like he did at the Red Sea. He's showing up and showing out like he did at the Jordan and at Jericho. He's showing up and showing out like he did in the upper room and in the lower dungeon. My Lord and my God, how great thou art. I am that I am. I give you praise. 2022 is my year of superlative praise and unbridled gratitude. Thank you, Jesus, for my 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is my season of fresh glory, exceeding grace, life unlimited, and double digit blessings. I hear the sound of abundance of rain, and something is about to burst. Thank you, Jesus, for my 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is my year of on time release. I serve the on time God, and He will be on time for me. I am on time. There is no delay or denial. I am not behind, and I will not come up short. The stack of blessings prepared for this season and every season of my life is manifesting speedily. God is turning the hand of the clock and restoring to me everything that is rightfully mine. I'm going from devastation to restoration in record time and in record style. I am planted by the rivers of water, and I bear my fruits in due season. I don't see the drought, and I don't feel the heat. The leaves of my destiny will never wither, and everything I lay my hands upon to do will prosper in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Jehovah God, my Jehovah everything, is the chief architect and the chief pilot of my life. El Shaddai, the Almighty God Himself, is the central core of my destiny, my rock, my strength, my mighty fortress, my deliverer, my high tower, and the horn of my salvation. I trust you completely, and I am confident in your unprecedented arrangements for my life. Jesus is my Lord, my Savior, my master, my covenant partner, my bosom friend, and my everything. I have strength for all things through Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in His sufficiency, and I am spirit-filled, spirit-led, and spirit-blessed. 2022 is my year of divine everything. Divine approval, divine appointments, divine realities, divine manifestations, divine interventions, divine interruptions, divine orchestrations, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, bless the name of the Lord.